Good evening, everyone. Good Monday evening to all. Welcome to shareenjoyment.com. We begin, as always, by thanking our host, Jake Wyman, for his creation of bringing us all together, incredible talent, devotion to Hashem's Torah, to learn together even every evening, and thank Mitch Green for posting the Shiurim online, and a whole host of individuals that participate in what goes on behind the scenes, Ari Nyman and other people. And as always, we want to dedicate the shiur L'Ili Nishmas Manish Yitzchak Ben Aryeh. We want to thank our sponsor, and may this neshama have an aliyah, and wish you all merit, blessings as well. This week is Parashas Lech Lecha, a long parasha, a complex parasha, parasha that presents many yisoides, many fundamental principles of Judaism right in front of our eyes in this week's parasha. I'd like to present you an idea in this parasha regarding the quarrel, the dispute that broke out between the shepherds of Lot and the shepherds of Avram. It says in the pasuk that V'gam L'Lot, it's the beginning of Shlishi, V'gam L'Lot Haleches Avram Lot, who traveled with Avram, was a very wealthy person. Rashi tells us in the merit of attaching himself to Avram, he merited great wealth and success. But then there was a problem. The problem was, the earth was not producing enough produce to supply pasture for the animals of Avram and the animals of Lot. So Lot decided that what he's going to do is take his animals and graze in the property, in the fields of other people. And this would appear to be gezel, theft. It's not his property. And the shepherds of Avram rebuked the shepherds of Lot and told them, this is not permitted. This is theft. You're not allowed to take advantage of someone else. It's not yours. Don't enrich yourself by stealing. And the shepherds of Lot said, no, it is ours, because Hashem promised this land to Avram. Avram does not have any children. Lot is the closest of kin. And eventually, all of this property will become the possession of Lot. So therefore, we can immediately enjoy the benefits and allow our animals to pasture upon this land. It says in the pasuk, right, he really was a quarrel. Bein roye, the shepherds, mikne Avram, uvein roye, mikne Lot. But the hakanani, the haperizi, oz yoshe varetz. Rashi explains, what was the quarrel? Shlusi, shahoyu royov, shaloit reshoim. They were wicked. Umarin, behemton, bistoy sachedim. They would pasture their animals in the fields of other people. The roye Avram, mechichim, oisam ala gozel. The shepherds of Avram would rebuke them by telling them, this is not permitted. This is theft. Vehemoimrim. The shepherds of Lot would respond, nitnoch aritz li Avram. The land has been given as a gift to Avram. Veloy ein yoyre. She has no children. The Lot ben Achiv Yersho, his closest relative is Lot, his nephew, the Enze Gozel, the Akos of Oimer, but the Pasuk responds, incorrect. That has not yet occurred. At this moment, the property still belongs to the local people, the Kanani, the Kananim, the Prizim, the Hakanani, the Aprizi, Oz Yoshe Baritz. The Lot Zocha Avram Adayim, he did not yet merit this property. Okay, so what does Avram do? Avram says, listen, let's not fight. It's not good to fight with a relative. We look alike. We're like brothers. Rashi says we're relatives. We look alike. Listen, let's separate. You do what you want. I'm not going to fight with you. But it's not good that there should be, you know, a dispute amongst us, between my shepherds, your shepherds, between me and you. So Lot separates. He goes away. Now, when Lot goes away, the very next section, the Torah tells us something very interesting. Right away, we learn immediately after the separation, we learn about a world war. There were four kings, there were five kings. The four kings served the five kings for X number of years, for 12 years, then 13 years, they decided, and then after 12 years, they decided enough of this nonsense, and they rebelled for 13 years. And then after rebelling for 13 years, the five kings said, We're not going to tolerate this. And a world war broke out. In the middle of this world war, there was collateral damage, and that was Lot was captured. And the Mepharshim seemed to indicate that he was captured as a way of bringing in Avram into the war. It was a play, it was a move, a technique to widen, to expand the scope of the war, v'chulu v'chulu. And indeed, Avram had no choice but to enter into the war, and the end was he conquered them both. He was victorious over the four kings and the five kings, the nine kings in total, and he reigned supreme. And everything at the end of the day was the property of Avram. The people, the assets, when all the dust settled, the victor of this war was none other than Avram. He conquered the entire civilized world, and he was the legal owner of everything. And, of course, in the process, he saved the life of Lot. And then they come out to greet Avram after, during the ceremony of surrender. The Melech Melech Sedoim comes out, Malki Tzedek blesses Avram, he blesses Hashem, and Avram gives Malki Tzedek Meiser, tithes. And then Melech Sedoim says, Avram, you're very successful, you have conquered the world, you're a multi-billionaire, you're a trillionaire, you own everything. Do me a favor, maybe you can, you're so generous, you gave Malki Tzedek Meiser, maybe you can give me back some of the people. We need people. We need all these nefoshis. We need them to build roads, to build bridges. We have to rebuild the infrastructure. Maybe you can, restore some of these people. And Avram here does something very magnificent. And he says, you only want back the people? Not only will I give you back the people, I will not enslave them. I will give you back every last. I here at this moment conquered the world. Four kings and five kings, nine kings, who knows how much what he had in his possession. Who knows what it would be equivalent to in the modern day, what it's meant. I don't want to take for myself a single red cent. Emichut v'yat seroch nal. Not a cord and not a shoe strap. You could have it all back. Because Hashem promised me that He would make me wealthy. He would grant me success. I don't want it to be said that my success, my wealth came because of you, Melech Sedom, and your comrades. I don't want it to be said that you, nine kings, are the ones who made me wealthy. I want it to be said that it was Hashem who made me wealthy. My wealth will come other ways. And therefore, I don't want anything from you. Question we want to ask is, why does the Torah tell us this? Why does it tell us this whole story that Avram was confronted by Melech Sedom, and Melech Sedom said, give me back the neshamos. Avram says, no, you can have the neshamos, and you can have back the money as well, the chut and the tzroch now. Okay, these are very nice principles, very, very interesting things. But the Torah is not a history book. The Torah is not telling us stories. The Torah tells us a teeny, teeny fraction of what happened in the life of Avraham, and Sarah, Yitzchak, and Rivka, Yaakov, with Rachel and Leah. Everything that the Torah tells us, there's a very important lesson that has to be appreciated, much, much more than what appears to be obvious. So I want to suggest something very critical here. When Avraham Avinu had a quarrel with his shepherds, had a quarrel with the shepherds of Lot, Avraham said, you can't take gezel. You cannot take into your possession food, pasture that doesn't belong to you. You cannot hold on and take into your hands something that's theft, gezel. It's not yours. It's not your property. How could you take it? Lot wasn't willing to listen to that argument. Lot decided he'll do what he wants to do. He convinced himself that it's not gezel. Okay, you have this type of situation all over, all the time. people convince themselves whatever they want to convince themselves, and there's no purpose in talking, no point in talking to them. And Avram said, there's no way we can come together in this matter. At the very least, let's not fight. You do your thing, I'll do my thing. They separated. It was because they separated that Lot was vulnerable to being captured, to being conquered, to being held hostage as a means of drawing Avraham into war. And now, when the war is over, what happens? Avraham Avinu finds in his possession everything, not just the pasture land of the local neighborhood, his backyard, but the whole world. He now has every blade of grass of the world under his authority. Avraham Avinu, the Torah is telling us that Avraham Avinu said, this would be hypocritical for me now to possess this wealth. The only reason why this situation occurred is because I didn't want to take property that doesn't belong to me. I didn't want to take something that's not mine. That's how this whole situation came about. The only reason why I was drawn into the war was because Lot was taking Gezel, and I wasn't able to reason with him. So I separated from Lot in order that, to show I'm not going to take Gezel. You want to take Gezel? Let's at least not fight about this. It was a statement that this is not correct. I am not taking property that does not belong to me, something that I do not possess, that I do not own. And now because I did that act of righteousness, the result is I now have in my possession everything in this world. Lot separated from Avram. He was vulnerable. He was all alone. And that allowed the king of Sodom, that allowed him to be conquered, to be held hostage, which brought Avram into the war. And Avram conquered them all. And now Avram owns everything. So now I have in my possession not just the blades of grass in my backyard. I have the blades of grass of the whole world, plus a lot more. Now you'll argue, well, it's legal in war. There are rules, conquer, you possess, it's yours. That's true. There are a lot of things in this world that are legal. But in the big picture of things, how could I do this? It's not in the spirit of the law. The reason why it happened was because I made a statement. I don't take into my possession something that's not mine. And now because I've done that, I now have in my possession a lot more property that is not legally mine. It came to me because of war, but that's not an ideal way of acquiring wealth. The way a person acquires wealth is through hard work, through earning it. It comes to you through pleasure. People you create, you own. Here people died, people suffered in war. It's hypocritical that I should continue to possess assets which only came into my possession because I made a statement. I've committed myself not to take into my possession something that's not mine, even if I can come up with an argument and say, well, you know, Hashem promised me the land. It's my land, so it's mine. I can do whatever I want. I was machmir. Not yet. Hakanani v'aprizi oz yoshev baret. And Avram did something magnificent. I'm true to my word. I'm true to my word. It's not mine. I'm not going to let my animals graze on someone else's property. I only want to take what I own, which comes to me in the most proper, upright way. I don't want to take advantage of all of these people who I've conquered because one person committed a crime and took my nephew hostage. In Michut V'Atzeroch Now, Avraham Avinu demonstrated his commitment to his principles. He demonstrated that he is loyal. He is Yoshar. I said something, I did something when I was years ago, and I will maintain that value no matter what. No matter what, especially if the only reason why I have in my possession everything that I do is because of my original commitment. I don't want to take into my possession something which I did not earn, I did not gain legally. I don't want to take all of this wealth because it's the spoils of war. Now let's go even a step further. Chazal tell us that because Avram said the words, in Nichut, the Ad Siroich Nal, we, his descendants, have merited to wear on our talis the chut shel tzitzis. And because he said, a shoe strap, we merit to put the tzilin on our body, our head, our arm, to tie it with the ritzuah shel tzilin, which is identical to a shoe strap. Especially in ancient times, the shoe straps and the ritzuah shel tzilin are literally identical. So what's the significance? What's the connection? So we think, okay, it's a nice thing. Avram Avinu, our forefather, it was the Kiddush Hashem, Baruch Avram L'Kel Elyon. But I want to suggest that we go a little bit further. When we put on our tefillin, we tie it with the shoe strap. We put on the talus, the beged, which we envelop ourselves when we pray to Hashem, dangling from the talus are the tzitzis. This is the tzura of tefillah. To be wrapped in the talus and the tefillin. And when we remind ourselves of Avram who said in Michut v'yat Siroch now, we're not just reminding ourselves of Avram Avinu being kind and generous and saying to the king of Sodom, I don't want people to say that it was you who made me wealthy. I want people to say it was Hashem who made me wealthy. It's much deeper than that. It's a reminder that Avram was true to his original principles. Avram Avinu maintained his values, his commitment. I told the shepherds of Lot, it's Gezel. We can't take someone else's property, and therefore we have to separate. And now, many years later, in the aftermath of this war, where I own everything because I made that statement, let the world know nothing has changed. All the wealth of the entire world is not going to cause me to deviate from what I told you back 25 years ago. It's not ours. It's not our property. Do not let your animals graze on the field. The money that has come into my possession is not mine. I didn't earn this. It was taken in war, not because I wanted it, but because it was a hostage situation and I had no choice. And I conquered, and in the mail I own all of these assets. But that's not the way a person acquires wealth. It's not an ideal way to enrich oneself by causing other people to suffer. And especially in this situation where it only came into my possession because I did not want to take someone else's property. How could I now take someone else's hard work, the fruit of their hard labor, for myself, and on top of that, people should say that it was Lot, it was Sodom who made me wealthy. Only Hashem makes me wealthy, only through my effort. The chut and the siroch nal, the tzitzis and the shoe strap is a reminder that when we stand before Hashem and we dive into Him and we express our emunah, we have to wrap ourselves in the midos of Avraham Avinu and be consistent to our principle, not waver and deviate and vacillate one day yes, one day not. When we have nisyonos, when things are difficult, then we will cut corners here, cut corners there. Part of emuna in Hashem is to be consistent, tamid, to stay the course, is to forge ahead, maintain your faith, no matter what, no deviation, no turning to the side, hold the line. May we all merit that the chut of tzitzis and the tzreich hanal, the ritzuah shel tzilin, inspire us to hold the line, to maintain our standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu with emunah pshuta, yashus, tzidkus, thereby merit blessing in our personal lives, in the lives of our family, and all those that surround us, and for Klal Yisrael to witness the Geula, the Mehera V'Yomeinu, Amen. Thank you all for listening, for coming, and may you all have a wonderful week, and especially may you all enjoy the wonderful Shiurim of all of the Magidim that will embrace your week in the coming days. Good night.